Thank you for being an amazing supporter of the 10X Podcast Group, home to the history of the Caribbeans. We're excited to have you as a valued member of our growing community. If you haven't already, we'd love for you to follow us on your favorite podcast platform. Your likes, comments, and reviews mean so much to us. They help us reach a wider audience and inspire us to keep sharing these incredible stories. With new episodes released daily, your feedback plays a crucial role in shaping our content and making it even better. Your dedication and enthusiasm drive our mission to document and celebrate the rich history of the Caribbean. We're deeply grateful for your support. Today, we're thrilled to present Grenada, a captivating story tracing the journey from the island's earliest settlers to the present day. So sit back, relax, and join us as we guide you through this fascinating chapter in Caribbean history. Enjoy the journey. Chapter 9, Towards Nationhood. The journey toward Grenada's independence was a long and complex process, shaped by decades of struggle, political awakening, and the unyielding determination of its people. From colonial rule to self-governance and finally to full independence, Grenada's path toward nationhood was marked by triumphs and challenges. This chapter delves into the events, leaders, and social movements that brought Grenada to the cusp of independence in 1974, exploring the hopes, sacrifices, and aspirations of a people ready to take control of their destiny. The colonial legacy and its challenges. As Grenada entered the mid-20th century, it remained under British colonial rule. While incremental reforms had been introduced, the island's political and economic systems were still deeply tied to its colonial past. Economic dependence. Grenada's economy was heavily reliant on agriculture, particularly the production of nutmeg and cocoa. While these exports brought wealth to a small elite, the majority of Grenadians lived in poverty, working long hours for meager wages on plantations or small family farms. Social inequalities. The social hierarchy of colonial Grenada placed British officials and local elites at the top, with the majority of Grenadians descended from enslaved Africans occupying the bottom rungs. Access to education, healthcare, and political power was limited, perpetuating cycles of inequality. Political reforms and limitations. In the years following World War II, the British government introduced gradual reforms to grant colonies greater political participation. In Grenada, this included the establishment of a legislative council and the introduction of universal suffrage in 1951. However, ultimate power still rested with the British-appointed governor, limiting the effectiveness of these reforms. The rise of political movements. The mid-20th century saw the emergence of political leaders and movements advocating for greater autonomy and self-determination. These movements drew inspiration from global anti-colonial struggles and the growing demand for decolonization in the Caribbean. The labor movement and Eric Gehry. Eric Matthew Gehry, a charismatic and controversial figure, rose to prominence as a champion of workers' rights. His leadership of the 1951 general strike, which paralyzed the island and forced significant concessions from plantation owners, made him a hero to many Grenadians. Gehry's political party, the Grenada United Labour Party (GULP), became a driving force for change, advocating for better wages, social reforms, and greater political autonomy. Challenges to Gehry's leadership. While Gehry enjoyed widespread support among the working class, his leadership was not without controversy. Critics accused him of authoritarian tendencies, corruption, and a lack of transparency. These divisions within the political landscape would later become a defining feature of Grenada's journey toward independence. Emergence of opposition parties. In response to Gehry's dominance, other political parties emerged, offering alternative visions for Grenada's future. These included the Grenada National Party, GNP, which represented the interests of the middle class and business community, and later the New Jewel Movement, NJM, which advocated for radical social and economic change. The Federation and its aftermath. Grenada's participation in the West Indies Federation, 1958-1962, was a key moment in its journey toward independence. The Federation, an attempt to create a unified political entity among British Caribbean colonies, was both a hopeful experiment and a cautionary tale. The promise of Federation. For many Grenadians, the Federation represented an opportunity to break free from British colonial rule and join a larger Caribbean community. Leaders like T.A. Maryshoe championed the idea of West Indian unity, believing it would strengthen the region's economic and political power. Challenges and dissolution. Despite its promise, the Federation faced significant challenges, including political rivalries, economic disparities, and disagreements over governance. When Jamaica and Trinidad and Tobago withdrew, the Federation collapsed, leaving Grenada and other smaller islands to chart their own paths toward self-governance. Impact on Grenada. The Federation's failure underscored the challenges of regional integration, but also fueled Grenada's determination to achieve independence. The experience highlighted the need for strong leadership and clear vision in the pursuit of nationhood. Steps toward self-governance. The 1960s and early 1970s were marked by significant milestones in Grenada's march toward independence. These years saw the gradual transfer of power from British officials to locally elected leaders, laying the foundation for full sovereignty. Constitutional reforms. In 1967, Grenada achieved associated statehood, a status that granted it control over its internal affairs, while Britain retained responsibility for defense and foreign policy. This was a significant step toward independence, allowing Grenada to elect its own prime minister and legislature. Eric Gary as prime minister. Gary became Grenada's first premier under the associated statehood arrangement. His administration focused on social and economic development, including initiatives to improve education, healthcare, and infrastructure. However, his leadership also faced criticism for allegations of corruption and mismanagement. The independence movement. As the 1970s progressed, calls for full independence grew louder. Gary, despite his flaws, positioned himself as the leader who would guide Grenada to sovereignty. His efforts culminated in negotiations with Britain to finalize the terms of independence. The road to independence. The final push for independence was both a political and symbolic struggle, reflecting Grenada's aspirations for self-determination and pride in its identity. Negotiations with Britain. The process of negotiating independence involved complex discussions about governance, economic support, and security arrangements. Gary's government worked to ensure that Grenada would have the resources and institutions necessary to function as a sovereign nation. Public sentiment. While many Grenadians supported the idea of independence, others were skeptical, fearing that the island was not ready for the responsibilities of self-governance. These debates highlighted the challenges of balancing hope and pragmatism. Declaration of Independence. On February 7, 1974, Grenada officially became an independent nation. The moment was celebrated with ceremonies, parades, and cultural events, marking the end of colonial rule and the beginning of a new chapter in the island's history. Challenges in the early years of independence. The years immediately following independence were marked by both triumphs and struggles as Grenada adjusted to life as a sovereign nation. Economic development. The new government faced the challenge of diversifying Grenada's economy, reducing its dependence on agriculture, and creating opportunities for sustainable growth. Social reforms. Efforts to improve education, healthcare, and housing were central to the government's agenda, reflecting the aspirations of the people for a better quality of life. Political divisions. Gary's leadership continued to polarize Grenadian society, with opposition parties and movements accusing his administration of authoritarianism and corruption. These tensions would later culminate in significant political upheaval. The legacy of independence. Grenada's journey toward nationhood was a testament to the resilience and determination of its people. Independence marked the beginning of a new era, one filled with opportunities and challenges. The leaders, movements, and ordinary citizens who fought for sovereignty left an indelible mark on the island's history, shaping the Grenada we know today. Chapter 10, Revolution and Rupture. The Grenadian Revolution of 1979 was one of the most dramatic and transformative periods in the island's history. It marked a bold attempt to reshape the nation, driven by ideals of equality, justice, and self-determination. However, it also brought deep divisions, internal conflicts, and a tragic climax that would resonate for decades. This chapter explores the roots of the revolution, its rise, achievements, and ultimate downfall, weaving together the stories of those who shaped and were shaped by this pivotal era. The seeds of revolution. The Grenadian Revolution did not emerge in isolation. It was the result of years of political unrest, economic inequality, and social frustration. Understanding its roots requires examining the conditions that led to the rise of revolutionary sentiment. Eric Garris' leadership. By the late 1970s, Eric Garris' government had become increasingly authoritarian and corrupt. While he was credited with leading Grenada to independence in 1974, his administration was marred by accusations of nepotism, mismanagement, and repression. Garris' use of the Mongoose Gang, a paramilitary group that intimidated opponents, deepened public dissatisfaction. Economic hardships. Grenada's economy, still reliant on agriculture, struggled to provide opportunities for its growing population. High unemployment, poverty, and limited access to resources fueled resentment among the working class and youth. Global context. The 1970s were a time of political upheaval worldwide. The success of the Cuban Revolution and other leftist movements in Latin America and the Caribbean inspired Grenadian activists to envision a new path for their nation. Anti-imperialist sentiment, coupled with dissatisfaction with Western dominance, found fertile ground among Grenada's disenchanted population. The New Jewel Movement, NJM, formed in 1973. The NJM emerged as a radical political organization committed to socialist principles. Led by charismatic figures like Maurice Bishop, Bernard Cord, and others, the NJM sought to challenge Garris' rule and create a society based on equality, education, and social justice. The coup of March 13, 1979. The Grenadian Revolution began in earnest on March 13, 1979, when the NJM staged a bloodless coup, ousting Garris while he was out of the country. This event marked a turning point in Grenada's history. Planning the revolution. The NJM carefully planned the coup, leveraging widespread discontent and securing support from segments of the military and police. Their strategy relied on swift, decisive action to minimize resistance. The capture of power. In the early hours of March 13th, NJM forces seized key installations, including the radio station, police headquarters, and army barracks. The coup was met with little resistance, as Garris' absence left his supporters disorganized. The people's reaction. The coup was met with widespread jubilation. Many Grenadians saw it as the dawn of a new era, filled with hope for social and economic transformation. Maurice Bishop's popularity and vision for change inspired a sense of optimism among the population. The revolutionary government. Following the coup, Maurice Bishop assumed leadership of the People's Revolutionary Government, PRG. The PRG embarked on an ambitious program of reforms aimed at reshaping Grenada's society and economy. Social reforms. Education. The PRG prioritized education, implementing programs to increase literacy and improve access to schools, particularly in rural areas. Adult education and vocational training were also expanded. Healthcare. Healthcare services were improved, with new clinics established and medical outreach programs targeting underserved communities. Housing. The government launched initiatives to provide affordable housing, addressing long-standing issues of overcrowding and inadequate living conditions. Economic initiatives. Agricultural development. The PRG encouraged collective farming and sought to modernize agricultural practices, aiming to reduce Grenada's reliance on imports. Infrastructure projects. Infrastructure development, including the construction of an international airport with Cuban assistance, was a cornerstone of the PRG's economic strategy. International relations. The PRG aligned itself with socialist countries, including Cuba, the Soviet Union, and other Eastern Bloc nations. These alliances provided financial aid, technical expertise, and ideological support, but also drew criticism from Western powers, particularly the United States. Challenges and internal tensions. While the PRG achieved notable successes, it also faced significant challenges, both internal and external, that ultimately led to its downfall. Opposition and repression. The PRG's radical policies and alignment with socialism alienated segments of Grenadian society. Opposition groups, including former Garris supporters and conservative elements, criticized the government's authoritarian tendencies. The PRG responded with crackdowns, leading to accusations of human rights abuses. Internal divisions within the NJM and the PRG, ideological and personal conflicts began to surface. Tensions between Maurice Bishop and his deputy, Bernard Cord, escalated, driven by disagreements over the direction of the revolution and the distribution of power. Economic difficulties. Despite the PRG's efforts, Grenada's economy remained fragile. Dependence on foreign aid, coupled with trade embargoes and declining agricultural production, hindered progress and fueled public discontent. The October 1983 crisis. The internal divisions within the PRG came to a head in October 1983, culminating in a tragic and violent confrontation, the leadership struggle. Cord, supported by a faction within the NJM, sought to depose Bishop, accusing him of autocratic leadership. This power struggle split the party and the government, creating a climate of uncertainty and tension. The assassination of Maurice Bishop. On October 19, 1983, Bishop and several of his supporters were arrested and executed by Cord's faction after an attempted power grab. This shocking event plunged Grenada into chaos, leaving the nation traumatized and divided. Public outcry. The assassination of Bishop, a beloved leader, sparked outrage both in Grenada and internationally. Protests and riots erupted, further destabilizing the island. The U.S. invasion, Operation Urgent Fury. The chaos following Bishop's assassination prompted the United States, under President Ronald Reagan, to intervene militarily. Rationale for intervention. The U.S. justified the invasion on several grounds, including concerns about the safety of American citizens in Grenada, the island's alignment with communist powers, and the need to restore stability. The invasion. On October 25, 1983, U.S. forces, along with troops from other Caribbean nations, launched Operation Urgent Fury. The invasion swiftly overpowered Grenadian and Cuban forces, toppling the Cord faction and ending the revolution. Reactions to the invasion. The invasion was widely criticized as a violation of international law, but it was also welcomed by many Grenadians who saw it as a necessary intervention to restore order. The aftermath and legacy. The Grenadian Revolution left a profound legacy, shaping the nation's identity and its place in the world. Rebuilding and reconciliation. In the years following the revolution, Grenada embarked on a process of rebuilding its institutions and healing its divisions. The return to parliamentary democracy marked a new chapter in the island's history. Lessons learned. The revolution highlighted the challenges of balancing idealism with pragmatism, unity with dissent, and progress with stability. Its legacy remains a source of both pride and controversy. Cultural impact. The revolution inspired a wave of artistic and cultural expression, reflecting the hopes, struggles, and resilience of the Grenadian people. Chapter 11, Invasion and Intervention. The U.S.-led invasion of Grenada in October 1983, codenamed Operation Urgent Fury, remains one of the most controversial and significant events in the island's modern history. It was an intervention that reshaped Grenada's trajectory, sparked international debates, and left a legacy that continues to influence the nation's identity. This chapter explores the events leading to the invasion, the military operation itself, its immediate aftermath, and its long-term impact on Grenada and the world. Prelude to intervention. The political crisis. The roots of the U.S. invasion can be traced to the political turmoil within Grenada's revolutionary government, culminating in the assassination of Prime Minister Maurice Bishop. Understanding the context of these events is essential to grasping the rationale and implications of the intervention. Internal divisions within the PRG. The People's Revolutionary Government, PRG, established in 1979 after the NJM-led coup, initially enjoyed widespread support. However, tensions between Maurice Bishop and his deputy, Bernard Cord, grew over ideological and leadership differences. Cord, a Marxist-Leninist, advocated for a more centralized, collective leadership model, while Bishop preferred a more inclusive approach that maintained his personal popularity among the people. These divisions deepened, with Cord's faction accusing Bishop of autocratic tendencies and Bishop's supporters viewing Cord as overly rigid and doctrinaire. The October 1983 coup and assassination. On October 12, 1983, Bishop was placed under house arrest by Cord's faction, triggering mass protests across the island. On October 19, Bishop and several of his supporters were executed following their attempted release by a crowd of loyalists. This event shocked Grenada and the international community, plunging the island into chaos. The role of regional and global politics. The Cold War context loomed large over Grenada's crisis. The PRG's alignment with Cuba and the Soviet Union heightened U.S. concerns about a potential communist stronghold in the Caribbean. Neighboring Caribbean nations, including Barbados and Jamaica, expressed alarm over the instability in Grenada and called for intervention. The decision to invade. The U.S. government, led by President Ronald Reagan, framed the invasion as a necessary step to restore order, protect American citizens, and counter the spread of communism. Justifications for the invasion. Protecting American citizens. Approximately 600 American medical students were studying at St. George's University in Grenada. The U.S. cited concerns for their safety amid the island's turmoil. Restoring stability. Reagan argued that Grenada's descent into chaos posed a threat to regional security. Countering communist influence. The PRG's close ties with Cuba and the Soviet Union were seen as a direct challenge to U.S. dominance in the Western Hemisphere. Planning Operation Urgent Fury. The invasion plan was hastily developed, involving multiple branches of the U.S. military and forces from the Caribbean community, CARICOM. Despite limited intelligence on the ground, the operation aimed to neutralize Grenadian and Cuban forces, secure key infrastructure, and establish a transitional government. The invasion, Operation Urgent Fury. The invasion began on October 25, 1983, marking the first major U.S. military operation since the Vietnam War. It was a swift but controversial campaign. The initial assault. U.S. forces launched a coordinated attack on key sites, including Point Salines International Airport, later renamed Maurice Bishop International Airport, and the Grenadian capital, St. George's. The resistance was primarily from Grenadian military personnel and Cuban workers who had been assisting with the airport's construction. The Cubans were armed and trained, leading to intense firefights. Key battles and operations. Point Salines. The airport was a strategic priority, as it could accommodate military aircraft and serve as a staging ground for reinforcements. Richmond Hill Prison. U.S. forces sought to secure the prison to free political detainees and neutralize potential threats. Grenadian and Cuban resistance. While the Grenadian People's Revolutionary Army, PRA, was outmatched, pockets of resistance delayed the U.S. advance. Civilian impact. The invasion disrupted daily life, with civilians caught in the crossfire and infrastructure damaged during the conflict. Many Grenadians welcomed the intervention, seeing it as a way to end the chaos and restore normalcy. However, others viewed it as a violation of sovereignty. The aftermath of the invasion. The U.S. successfully overthrew the Cord-led government and established a transitional authority. But the consequences of the invasion were complex and far-reaching. Rebuilding Grenada's government. The U.S. installed an interim administration, paving the way for democratic elections in 1984. Herbert Blaise of the New National Party, NNP, became Grenada's prime minister, signaling a return to parliamentary democracy. Efforts were made to rebuild institutions, restore public services, and stabilize the economy. Humanitarian and economic support. The U.S. provided aid for infrastructure development, including the completion of the Point Salines Airport and rebuilding damaged facilities. Economic assistance aimed to diversify Grenada's economy and reduce its reliance on agriculture. Social and psychological impact. The invasion left deep scars on Grenadian society. Families mourned the loss of loved ones, and communities grappled with the trauma of political violence and foreign intervention. The polarized views on the invasion, celebration by some, resentment by others, reflected the complexity of Grenada's experience. International reactions and controversy. The invasion of Grenada sparked intense debate worldwide, with supporters and critics voicing strong opinions. Support from Caribbean neighbors. Many Caribbean nations, particularly those in CARICOM, supported the intervention, viewing it as necessary to restore stability in the region. The Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, played a key role in legitimizing the operation. Criticism from the United Nations and allies. the United Nations General Assembly condemned the invasion as a violation of international law and Grenada sovereignty. Even some U.S. allies expressed concern about the unilateral nature of the intervention and its implications for global norms. The Cold War context. The invasion was viewed as a signal of U.S. resolve against Soviet influence in the Western Hemisphere, reinforcing the strategic importance of the Caribbean in the Cold War. The legacy of Operation Urgent Fury. The 1983 invasion remains a defining moment in Grenada's history, with a legacy that continues to shape the island's politics, society, and international relations. Democracy and stability. The return to democratic governance and the establishment of stable institutions marked a new chapter for Grenada. However, the nation continued to grapple with the challenges of development and unity. Commemoration and debate. The events of 1983 are commemorated annually, but they remain a subject of debate. For some, the invasion represents liberation. For others, it symbolizes the loss of sovereignty and the lingering effects of colonialism. Lessons learned. The invasion highlighted the importance of inclusive governance, social cohesion, and the need to address the root causes of political instability. It also underscored the influence of global politics on small nations like Grenada. Conclusion. The invasion of Grenada in 1983 was a turning point that reshaped the nation's trajectory. It brought an end to the revolutionary experiment and ushered in a new era of democracy and U.S. influence. However, its legacy is far from straightforward, reflecting the complexities of intervention, sovereignty, and nation-building. As Grenada continues to move forward, the lessons of 1983 serve as a reminder of the enduring challenges and opportunities of independence. Chapter 12, Rebuilding and Resilience. Grenada emerged from the tumult of the 1983 invasion as a nation seeking to rebuild its identity, heal its wounds, and chart a course toward a brighter future. The challenges of reconstruction were immense. Political divisions, economic instability, and the lingering scars of trauma weighed heavily on the island. Yet, through resilience and determination, Grenada began to rise, crafting a narrative of recovery that continues to inspire today. This chapter explores the era of rebuilding, focusing on the key milestones, leaders, and movements that shaped Grenada in the years following Operation Urgent Fury. The immediate aftermath, healing a nation. The period following the U.S.-led invasion was one of uncertainty and transition. With the People's Revolutionary Government, PRG, dismantled, Grenada faced the task of rebuilding its political and social structures from the ground up. The interim government. After the invasion, an interim government was established to restore order and prepare for elections. The transitional administration, led by Nicholas Brathwaite, focused on stabilizing the country and addressing the immediate needs of the population. Key priorities included rebuilding infrastructure damaged during the invasion, restoring public services, and ensuring security in a nation still reeling from political violence. Social and psychological impact. The events of 1983 left deep emotional scars on Grenadians. Families mourned the loss of loved ones, communities were fractured by political divisions, and the sense of trust in leadership was deeply shaken. Programs aimed at reconciliation and community healing were introduced, but the process of rebuilding social cohesion would take years. The role of the United States. The U.S. played a significant role in Grenada's recovery, providing financial aid, technical assistance, and support for democratic reforms. While this support helped stabilize the country, it also deepened Grenada's reliance on external powers, raising questions about sovereignty and independence. The return to democracy. One of the most significant achievements of the post-invasion era was the restoration of democratic governance. The return to parliamentary democracy marked a turning point in Grenada's history, providing a foundation for political stability and accountability. The 1984 general elections. In December 1984, Grenada held its first democratic election since the revolution. The new National Party, NNP, led by Herbert Blaise, won a decisive victory, signaling the population's desire for stability and progress. Blaise's administration focused on rebuilding institutions, promoting economic development, and fostering international partnerships. Challenges of governance. The new government faced significant challenges, including rebuilding trust in political institutions, managing Grenada's recovery, and addressing the socioeconomic disparities that had fueled unrest in the past. Efforts to depoliticize public institutions and promote transparency were central to the government's agenda. The role of civil society. Civil society organizations played a vital role in Grenada's democratic transition, advocating for human rights, social justice, and community development. Women's groups, youth organizations, and trade unions emerged as key voices in shaping the nation's future. Economic reconstruction. Rebuilding Grenada's economy was a central priority in the post-invasion era. The government, with support from international partners, sought to diversify the economy, attract investment, and create opportunities for sustainable growth. Agricultural recovery. Agriculture, long the backbone of Grenada's economy, required significant investment to recover from the disruptions of the revolutionary period and the invasion. Programs were introduced to support small farmers, modernize agricultural practices, and expand exports of cocoa, nutmeg, and other cash crops. Tourism development. Recognizing the potential of tourism as a driver of economic growth, the government invested in infrastructure, marketing, and partnerships to promote Grenada as a destination. The completion of Maurice Bishop International Airport facilitated increased tourist arrivals, boosting the hospitality and service sectors. Foreign aid and investment. Grenada received substantial financial assistance from the United States, Canada, and international organizations. This aid was used to rebuild infrastructure, improve public services, and support economic initiatives. Efforts to attract foreign investment focused on creating a business-friendly environment and leveraging Grenada's natural beauty and strategic location. Social development and education. The process of rebuilding Grenada extended beyond physical infrastructure to include investments in social development and education. These efforts were aimed at empowering citizens and addressing the root causes of inequality. Education reforms. The government prioritized education, rebuilding schools, training teachers, and expanding access to primary and secondary education. Adult education and vocational training programs were introduced to equip citizens with the skills needed for a changing economy. Healthcare improvements. Healthcare services, disrupted by the revolution and invasion, were restored and expanded. New clinics were established, and international aid provided medical supplies and training for healthcare workers. Community development. Grassroots initiatives focused on rebuilding communities, promoting civic engagement, and fostering a sense of national unity. These programs emphasized the importance of collective action in overcoming challenges. Grenada on the global stage. In the years following the invasion, Grenada worked to rebuild its international reputation and reestablish itself as a sovereign nation with a unique voice in global affairs. Regional integration. Grenada deepened its engagement with CARICOM and the Organization of Eastern Caribbean States, OECS, recognizing the importance of regional collaboration in addressing shared challenges. Efforts to promote regional tourism, trade, and cultural exchange strengthened Grenada's ties with its Caribbean neighbors. International partnerships. Grenada sought to diversify its international relationships, forging partnerships with countries in Europe, Asia, and Latin America. These relationships provided opportunities for trade, investment, and cultural exchange. Cultural diplomacy. Grenada used its rich cultural heritage as a tool for diplomacy, showcasing its music, art, and traditions on the global stage. Events like Carnival and the promotion of Grenadian spices and cuisine became symbols of national pride. Lessons in resilience. The story of Grenada's recovery is one of resilience, a testament to the strength and determination of its people. Despite the challenges of the post-invasion era, Grenadians demonstrated an unwavering commitment to rebuilding their nation and creating a brighter future. The power of community. Grenada's recovery was driven by the collective efforts of its citizens, from farmers and teachers to activists and entrepreneurs. Their contributions were vital in laying the foundations for progress. A model for small states, Grenada's experience offers valuable lessons for other small nations navigating post-conflict recovery. Its emphasis on education, social cohesion, and international partnerships serves as a model for sustainable development. Looking forward, while the scars of 1983 remain, Grenada has emerged stronger, with a renewed sense of purpose and identity. The nation's journey toward resilience is a reminder of the power of hope and the enduring spirit of its people.